flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Bob, that was quite an enjoyable hour with Tyler Kennedy, yes?
Love talking to him. TK, he has great stories. And he was there during the, you know, cup winning days and knows a lot about the ins and outs of not only the game, but the travel and all the things that happen that I think people are interested in hearing about.
Yeah. He's fun. He'll be here every Thursday from 10 to 11. In the meantime, yeah, we're going to talk about Steelers quarterbacks every day, probably for the rest of our lives. But I feel like it's a good time to take stock right now because there's a lot of mixed messages out there. There's a lot of hopelessness, which I think is actually kind of justified. I was reading a piece from our friend Nick Farabaugh, who's going to join us, by the way. At noon, is that correct, Limits?
That's correct.
He's at the Senior Bowl and sort of ranking the different positions. And he gets down to quarterbacks and he says the quarterbacks here are just not that good. Jalen Milroe continues to struggle to hit anyone of note. He has overthrown far too many passes. Tyler Shough, who's interesting to me, and Dylan Gabriel have their moments, but they can be late processing or have spotty accuracy. Jackson Dart has some moxie. You always want some moxie, Bob, right? A little moxie and make some dynamite throws, but the consistency is not there. I would guess that most agree that it's not a great draft class. Even the guys above them, you have major question marks, it seems. We have Jerry Dulac reporting, you know, just a few weeks ago that he doesn't think there's a very good chance at all that Russell Wilson would come back next season. And then just the other day saying, well, I wouldn't count that possibility out. We don't know what to make of Art's comments. He said, I guess we can only have one of the two. We want one of the two. Well, which one? Like, where are we? We have other people linking the Steelers to Matthew Stafford. That's not happening. He said yesterday he still wants to play, but it's going to be with the Rams if he plays. There's the Sam Darnold uncertainty. Bob, I don't know where we are. I do know we're headed into February, and then pretty soon, free agency in the draft. And man, I don't see any good answers. I really don't see any good answers with the Steelers quarterback situation. And truly, you know, that's where it's at. In the NFL, it's more important than the coach, the right quarterback. You know, what do they say? What is the saying, Bob? A rising tide lifts all boats.
It does.
And we see that every year. Now you got to get the right guy. Jaden Daniels took a 4-13 team to the cusp of a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow got the Bengals there. He had no offensive line. We've seen other people do that in recent years where they just, who did it? C.J. Stroud. took a Texans team last year that was no way ready to win that roster and took them all the way to a playoff win. Remember what those felt like, Bob? I don't know where we are here. That's my point. There's no clarity. It doesn't feel like there's any good option for getting out of where the Steelers have been mired for years and years, and that is, at the very best, like, the ceiling is good. The ceiling is the roof, as they say. And it feels like it's just, you know, it's what Mike Tomlin said when he replaced Justin Fields. Do you remember that, Bob? He replaced Justin Fields when they were 4-2.
Like, we are good, we could be great, or something of that nature.
He was hailed as a conquering hero, the Lone Ranger. He has a winning record, and he's changing quarterbacks. Wow. And Tomlin said, Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great.
Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great. Man, this is a competitive league, man. We're trying to position ourselves to be that team.
Man, that sounds daring and tough, and we don't settle for good, and good is the enemy of great. Yeah, the Steelers just talk about that. Other teams actually live it, including teams in the Super Bowl. They come off a 12-4 season in Kansas City back in 16 with a Pro Bowl quarterback and say this is not good enough. They could have lived there for a long time, just like the Steelers are. But they trade from 27th to 10th and take a shot at Mahomes, giving up a first-round pick. Look at them. The Eagles are the greatest example of good is the enemy of great. They were good under Andy Reid, better than most, certainly above the mean, Bob. 5 NFC championships. Chip Kelly, 20 wins in 2 years. Doug Peterson, a Super Bowl win. Yet they keep changing coaches. Yet we hear Art saying, hey, if you have a good coach, you stay with him forever. That's basically what I heard him say. Weren't his exact words. That's what I heard him say. Somebody should tell him that they change coaches like socks across the state and they keep going to Super Bowls. My overall point is, how do the Steelers get out of this? Because the ceiling for me with Wilson and Fields is good. How do they get from good to great at the quarterback spot, Bob? It feels hopeless.
When you are chasing this, and I agree with what you said earlier, that I think, you know, if you have a quarterback, it makes everything look better. Your coaching staff, your players, your defense, everything. And that's the chase that you're in right now. And you can't go year to year always chasing because it sets your franchise back. So you got to figure it out. And this may not be the year to figure it out. If that's the case, then most likely they'll end up bringing back Fields, I would imagine, on a lesser contract, give him an opportunity. Looking back, Joe, what they should have done. And I know at the time Mike Tomlin felt very, very aggressive about this. They should have just ridden with Fields all year because you would have been at a different spot, I think. You would have at least had more information and knowledge of what he could do with this group for the entire season, not just 6 games. That's hindsight, though. So now you got to figure out what you're going to do with this. And I don't know what their answer. I think they're still searching and trying to figure out. Nick Faribault is there. I'm really anxious to hear what he says about this because I've heard the same things, very inconsistent and erratic kind of quarterback play. So do you actually use a higher draft pick on a quarterback who may not be that guy in the near future because you have a lot of other positions that need help? Or do you just say, look, we're not going to waste a pick because we don't have grades on these guys that indicate they're going to be franchise quarterbacks. We'll figure out something for now, but we got to load up on other areas so that when we do get the chance to bring in a quarterback, we have some guys that we can surround him with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I think your read on Fields, you and I have different opinions. I think Jerry Dulac probably shares your opinion. Jerry's written that this was an upgrade over his Chicago play. I guess, I mean, he was on a better team than Chicago, so it had to get better a little bit. But when I actually dive into what Justin Fields was by the end of that 6-game tenure, Bob, it wasn't pretty. I thought of Justin Fields coming here as a boomer bust guy who's not a great passer. I'm sitting here on January 30th or whatever it is, thinking to myself, based on what I saw, I think he's a boom or bust guy who's not a very good passer. I'm with Jay Gruden on that.
But do you discount any opportunity for him to improve that pass game? Do you discount the fact that maybe under the right supervision and right opportunity that he can take himself to another level?
We've seen guys do that. I don't discount it, but I doubt it at 40 starts into his career. And what I mean by when you really lift up the hood on how his brief tenure ended this season as the starter, his last two games, he was down around 53% completion percentage, and he got away with a lot. He got away with a terrible throw against Dallas, you might recall, right in a guy's hands, dropped it. The lateral he threw to Jalen Warren in Vegas was a Kenny Pickett ground ball behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah, luckily, not picked up for a...
way too hot to handle.
Yeah, it could have been a touchdown the other way. Had an interception right before halftime that may have gotten him pulled from that Raiders game, if you'll recall. We were all thinking, is he going to go to Russell Wilson this week? He had a horrible first half. And the interception, luckily, was overturned on roughing the passer.
Right.
On a play that had no impact on Fields' throw. And Bobby was also on pace for 17 fumbles. It's not all bad with Justin Fields. I like him as a low-end starter, and I certainly like him as a backup. I don't like pinning the future of my franchise on him. I'm sorry.
But you don't have to with a two-year deal. All you're doing is buying time until you get the spot where you need to do it.
Sure, but tell that to T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward.
I understand. What are you supposed to do, though?
That's the question.
What would your plan be? Because I'm looking at these quarterbacks thinking, would I waste a pick if I don't believe they're capable?
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're screwed. I don't know. I don't really have a plan. I guess the best one is to double down on Justin Fields' greatest strength, which is running, and have a run-centric attack. The Philadelphia Eagles ran the ball more than any team in NFL history this year. So find a running back, pair him with Warren. You have an electrifying runner as your quarterback, and go for it. You know, you got to have some playmakers in the pass game, sure, but double down on your strengths in a situation where you have no choices. I don't love that choice, but it might be the best of a bunch of bad ones. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that could very well be it. And unless they have somebody else in mind and a trade, I looked at free agency. I don't think there are many good options there either, to be honest.
They're horrifying, Bob.
So you have to figure out now, but you have to more so figure out later. And later is big.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you can't do this every year. You just can't.
I get the sense they may be looking at next year's draft to go for one. And when I say go for one, I mean, you know, go full Chiefs, where if the Steelers are drafting...
Move up 17 spots.
If they're drafting 16th, try to get a top five pick, that type of thing. You know, I truly believe that next year might be the year because, again, limits. You watch more college football than us. I think you're a little more into the college, you know, rankings and ratings and all that stuff with these quarterbacks. And as Faribault says, none of them look good at the Senior Bowl.
No.
Well, what about the kid from Louisville? You like him? Shuff?
No, not really. I'm just not enticed by any of these guys.
Not and one guy is a project that you'd take a shot on?
Maybe Will Howard, but I think he has a low ceiling. Like, you know my thoughts on Milroe. Dylan Gabriel, maybe? I mean, his accuracy is okay. His athleticism is fine. He can move a little bit, but there's no, like, wow factor trait watching a lot of these quarterbacks. And I've seen a ton of Dylan Gabriel and a ton of Jalen Milroe where I feel like it's worth taking a flyer even in, like, the third round because I don't think it's going to pan out.
I think he's right, Bob. I like the idea in general of taking a flyer on a wildly talented quarterback like Milroe, but he just seems to have a real flaw in passing the football, which I feel like Fields has too.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a wasted pick then.
The number one issue you need to find, I understand mobility. I understand why they like it. I understand why teams need it. And a quarterback can benefit by it. However, the number one issue you need to find in any quarterback is his ability in the pocket. And that's where it all starts with me. Because ultimately in the NFL, you better be able to stand in that pocket, make quick decisions, and be accurate. And if you can't do that, then what do you have? You have a guy who's going to tuck it away and try to run. Okay, fine. Except that does not win long term. You have to have so many other components work for you for that to happen. So find me somebody who can throw the ball in the pocket.
412-928-9370. Man, Big Ben took his victory lap. How many years ago now, Bob? That game against Cleveland and Pittsburgh, was it 22, 21? 21, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
4 years? Has it been that long? Three years.
The fact that we're struggling to remember a date indicates to you it's been a while, especially in the NFL, where every year is a lifetime in football, and it's been almost a decade of lifetimes since the Steelers were even competitive in a playoff game. And I would ask you this, Bob. You've spent some time with Art this week. You're around the team more than I am. Do you get the feeling that they want Russell Wilson to be the guy, that's sort of the plan, the soft plan? Or not Russell Wilson, Fields.
Fields.
Yeah,
I think that's the soft plan without saying it. And I think the age does factor into this. One of the reasons why I think they may be looking in that direction for Fields is because they know that you're coming to a crashing end at some point. And that doesn't mean he can't be effective, Russell Wilson. It's just that he will not take you to the level you need to go to. And why invest that much money if he's willing to take a whole bunch of less? I guess you can do it, but he won't. And he's not going to be a backup. And they can't be looking at any of these guys. When they want to bring out one of two, it can't be as a backup. It has to be as a starter because both have other options. What if all of them say, I'm not staying, I'm going to other options? I think Russell will find a hard time landing a starting job unless it's Vegas, and I don't think that doesn't make any sense to me anyway.
But Pete Carroll didn't exactly shut it down. I know you wouldn't do that in that setting, but I wouldn't be surprised.
But they left on bad terms. I don't know if they reconciled those.
Where are they drafting the Raiders? Do you have that at the tip of your tongue?
It's in the top five, is it?
Can they get Shador or Cam Ward? Is that possible?
Here, I can tell you in a second.
I mean, I'm not sure I love either one of those two guys, Bob.
Raiders are sixth.
Six, okay, right.
Top five is Tennessee, Cleveland, the Giants, New England, and Jacksonville, followed by the Raiders.
Well, I think it was Donnie Football. It may have been the PM guys. Now I honestly can't remember who raised a really good question, a poll-type question that I want to ask you guys. You can think about it. We'll talk about it next.